Well, good Wednesday morning.
What a
privilege it is to start my day off together with you as we study God's Word. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 13. And here the Lord offers mercy and forgiveness and promises to bring the people out of exile in Babylon. The image of a banquet is used to describe God's lasting covenant with the people. God's Word, as referenced in verses 10 through 11, has the power to create and to save. And again, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 53, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "Come, everyone who is thirsty, here is water. Come, you that have no money, and buy grain and eat. Come, buy grain and milk. It will cost you nothing. Why spend money on what does not satisfy? Why spend your wages and still be hungry? Listen to me and do what I say, and you will enjoy the best food of all. Listen now, my people, and come to me. Come to me, and you will have life. I will make a lasting covenant with you and give you the blessings I promised to David. I made him a leader and commander of nations, and through him I showed them my power. Now you will summon foreign nations, and at one time they did not know you, but now they will come running to join you. I, the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, will make all this happen. I will give you honor and glory. Turn to the Lord and pray to him now that he is near. Let the wicked leave their way of life and change their way of thinking. Let them turn to the Lord our God. He is merciful and quick to forgive. My thoughts, says the Lord, are not like yours, and my ways are different from yours. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways and thoughts above yours. My word is like the snow and the rain that come down from the sky to water the earth. They make the crops grow and provide seed for planting and food to eat. So also will be the word that I speak. It will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I send it to do. You will leave Babylon with joy, and you will be led out of the city in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into singing, and the trees will shout for joy. Cypress trees will grow where now there are briars. Myrtle trees will come up in places of thorns. This will be a sign that will last forever, a reminder of what I, the Lord, have done." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, where Isaiah writes, "Turn to the Lord and pray to him now that he is near." And you know, beloved, there are times in our lives when we might feel that God is not near. There are times when we may feel that, man, we're all alone in this. And you know, those are times of testing, times of growing. God comes to us. He fellowships with us. He teaches us some things. And then he kind of withdraws his presence from us to watch us walk in the things that he has taught us. So, yes, there's a time when he is near, and there's a time when he may seem to be far away, but he never, ever leaves us or forsakes us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, daily you nurture and sustain me in your life-giving word. I thank you for your invitation to come to you and receive your blessings of mercy and forgiveness. You are ever near, and your love fills me with joy. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Isaiah chapter 60, where the future glory of Jerusalem is described. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.